grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us quiet down to hear and study that word of God that I will read from the fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy, chapter 32. Eight verses from the beginning. These holy words of God, in Jesus' name. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, and the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye the greatness unto our God. He is the rock. For his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right he is. They have corrupted themselves, their spot is not the spot of his children. They are perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people, and the unwise? Is not thy father that hath brought he thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will shew thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Amen. Around the words of this farewell speech of Moses, at these services that are beginning, we have been able to be here under the word of God. God has spoken as Moses did in his farewell speech to his own people. Give ear, O ye heavens, And I will speak, O earth, when the Lord speaks. The gracious work of God, work of mercy of God here upon the earth, through the times of history, has not changed at all. In the discussions of the current times, has come up, is the Old Testament, is it for modern times? Is the Old Testament, but at around God's Word, as we read it, we see, even though time changes, the Word of God remains unchanged. During those difficult times, Moses, when the people of Israel were in the state of slavery in the land of Goshen, where every boy child that was born should be thrown into the river Nile. A boy child that was beautiful and lovely, as the Bible tells us, God had prepared the salvation for his people. There was the guidance of God when the daughter of the Pharaoh with the servants came to the river to wash up, and they heard there in the boat of reeds, ark of reeds, they found the small Moses child that was 3 months old crying there. When they found out this beautiful child, the daughter of Pharaoh wanted to take into her own care and to be her own child. When Miriam's older sister was there to follow what would happen, she went to the daughter of the Pharaoh and wanted to tell, should I find a Hebrew feeder for this child? God guides, directs these matters. That will end up into the decision of God's grace. Throughout the salvation history of God, the grace, great grace work of Christ, as we heard through our dear brother, how God has blessed us through grace with that blessing that is of one faith only through Christ. Only a gift of God that is given through grace. This decision of grace was also Moses' lot when in the court of the Pharaoh, when he received great upbringing and education. Remarkable is that God let Moses be protected in faith, he went and saw his people and found his people, the troubles and that slavery where how the ruler had gotten the people of Israel into such a situation. God wanted that through Moses start that salvation work to that promised land that had been promised to Abraham when God called Abraham through Chaldea. That those times that lasted for 400 years were in that time so different. New rulers did not know anything of Joseph and of that blessing that God had given through Moses to the people of Egypt and saved Jacob, who Jacob's family during the time of famine from the promised land of Canaan. When we think of how God, through his love, guides us, we can always see the strong grace care of God. Therefore, that question from the beginning, is the Old Testament current for the current time, modern time? It is such a significant thing that at these summer services, not only in the sermons, but there in the other discussions also, we can go with the many gifts of God in many different ways to study and to show how that service motto that the doubting Thomas proclaimed when he said that he saw that his master and his Lord, my God, still lives. The Holy Spirit of God has done work in the children of God, beginning in paradise, so that Enos the third from Adam proclaimed the word in God. When God helps a person here upon the earth to be a partaker of the grace, to believe in the atonement work of Christ unto their own souls, the person can receive that new birth of a person. Is lit who can see through the Holy Spirit and taught by the Holy Spirit. This is imprinted in the hearts of all believers. As I stated earlier, Moses was 3 months old in that reed boat that his mother had done, prepared with great care, and so hoped that his child would be saved. That you boys and girls that are here, it is a good memory from these services. You are born here upon the earth as children of God. You have been able to feel how they're in the care of your mother and father. The Spirit of the Lord combines or unites the children and the family into the kingdom of God with all the great gifts of God. And children, you can remember what a great thing it is that we are believing. Jesus said, when he took you in his lap and blessed them and said, to his disciples, that prevented the mothers from bringing the kids to Jesus, that if you not become a child, you cannot come into the kingdom of God. The birth of a child of God or becoming a child of God is the work of God. Through the perfect sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, a gift. Then, if we fall away from the kingdom of God upon the way of the lost one, God with his goodness speaks and entices that you could receive the grace of the returner. In the previous sermon, we have heard the voice of the Good Shepherd, that Savior, who promised to be with his own until the end of the world, every day. The Savior who prepared his own . The words and the speech are given from God, from heaven, what you must speak. The form of this kingdom there before Christ in the Old Covenant times, in many parts of the Bible it is seen how the Lord Jesus showed this. He referred to this when the Pharisees and the scribes tempted him in many ways to study the Bible. I have been written about there. It was very special that the preachers, the workers of God's kingdom in the Old Testament, beginning with Adam and Eve, after they had been forced out of Eden, they have kept it as a child of gift of God. They have been able to understand when the Holy Spirit can take care of the heart of a believing person, then it opens that understanding of faith that is proclaimed from the kingdom of God. For that reason, the summer services are built with faith. And in that mind we gather, as long time ago with the children of God, to those great festivities in the time of the Old Covenant. As we heard through the dear brother in the celebration of the Hut of Leaves, these services at this time is the great celebration of the believing people each summer. Those who are traveling here after a work week, those that are listening at home, you can be there at these services when you hear, when God speaks, as did Moses, as Moses started his farewell speech. This farewell speech of Moses is a proclamation of thankfulness and praise of how God has guided and protected his people. Amazing was this, as Moses, being 40 years old, he knew that he was a son of the daughter of Pharaoh and went into the wilderness towards the home of Abraham, to this Jethro. And he served there for 40 years. God revealed himself unto Moses in the burning bush and spoke, "Take off thy shoes, for this place where you stand is holy land." When God speaks, we as people, we are before God, so open. That those shoes, which are dusty and dirty from travel, they are taken away from our feet, and we listen to what God has to say. Amazing it is so. When Joshua, after Moses, as proclaimed and blessed by God, led the people into the land of Canaan, Joshua stood before God and heard God speak, "Take shoes off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy." What does this contain? When God, through his love, with grace, goodness, approaches, speaks with the love of God, of the Father. The person is undressed, as we have heard through the brothers here, of all this that is in our corrupt nature and our own understanding and own wisdom, our own merits, and the people we are dressed into that travel gown which flows of that water. And the shoes of peace are put upon our feet. That dusty, sin-spoiled, that our gown of everyday life, and on behalf of our own corruption, that we find ourselves above all ourselves. Then we are dressed with the love of the Heavenly Father into that gown of righteousness that Jesus, with his own sacrifice and death, we have earned and owned. This gown was once finished upon the middle cross of Golgotha, when Jesus was under the whole heavy burden of sin of the whole world. His final words, he proclaimed, "It is fulfilled." When that righteousness was once promised, when a man falls into sin, the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, that born of God, the Son of God, who walked here, the Son of God, his eternal work and salvation. In our lives, we have experienced how amazingly God travels, guides our lives. When Moses had kept this farewell speech, he reminded of the rains that flow as drops of rain, that his words as a small rains and showers upon the grass, and as the tender herbs, the small rain upon the tender herbs. That grace, rain, and dew in the preaching and the sermon of God is such an amazing gift that is hidden from this world. Even for this reason, the services of God's children are still held in the end of time, so that many of those that are seeking peace for his heart would stop to listen how God speaks and how God calls. God was not running away in that storm as Joshua was there, nor was in that power that split the stone. But as we have read through Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, we have come to that mountain where we hear the speaking of the good blood, good voice of the blood. Many beloved ones there who have become shipwrecked in your life, and you seek for peace for your life. Here at these services also, from that grace seat that is in God's kingdom, that is Lord Jesus Christ, that good speaking atonement word that once proclaimed from the middle cross of Golgotha. When the thief on the cross was able to hear the penitent one, that today you shall be with me in paradise. Can there be a greater gift? Can there be a greater gift, greater happiness and salvation prepared by God here on this earth that is given through grace unto people? When a person is humble before the word of God and receives the forgiveness of sins in the gospel. Therefore, if you listen here at the service field or anywhere beyond the radio waves, if you hear this word, these words of God's, that which Moses here speaking in his farewell speech to the children of Israel. Believe where you are. Unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' holy name and precious blood, and follow the Lord Jesus with the children of God. When Jesus revealed himself on the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah were there with him. The servants of the word of the old covenant, after many difficulties and temptations, through grace, believing through grace, these men could be at the Mountain of Transfiguration, surrounded by Jesus Christ. It is secret or hidden from our minds, but it shows how God, how the Holy Ones of the Old Covenant are and have been protected in that faith, that which Tom proclaimed as a confession of his own faith when he saw that this is my Lord, my God. There upon the journey, the people complained and they ran out of food and sometimes the water ran out. But Moses proclaims to the people, I proclaim the name of the Lord. Let us rejoice in the Lord. He is our comfort and security. He is our stone, the rock, our perfection, perfect in his work. All his ways are correct. He is a faithful God. He is not unjust. He is righteous in his justice. When God takes care in this time of grace, the people of God, he is this gracious Father, as it was when Adam and Eve had fallen in paradise, when he calls out, Adam, Adam, where are you? God did not accuse Adam. He did not complain what you have done. God had mercy for Adam and Eve. Even though they had not been obedient, they had eaten of that tree that God had forbidden. But he gave unto them that promise of the seed of the mother that shall crush the head of the serpent. When they ran out of water, God advised Moses to bring the people with Aaron to this mountain or to this rock and let the people drink of this rock. The people were brought together, Moses and Aaron, before the people said, how can we give water to all the people from this rock? Moses's and Aaron's faith and honor were there with God's. It was a test of their faith. God spoke to Moses and Aaron after this. You did not give God honor, but you took it to your own selves. You will not be able to get to the promised land in your time. So it happened. Their sister Moses died a little later, and Aaron died somewhat later. When God told Moses to bring Aaron, his older brother, to the mountain, and took the high priest, the gown of the high priest, away from him, and it was put upon under the older son of Aaron to be the high priest, to continue the the high priest work of his father Aaron. There, Aaron died. Then Moses and then the son, Eleazar, buried Aaron there. When the people saw that Aaron had slept away, they mourned as they had mourned the loss of Miriam. Then when they were there at the border of the promised land, there they saw what they had seen, what God had proclaimed at the rock with the water when he had proclaimed. When Aaron and Moses will not be able to get to the promised land, God guided Aaron to the mountain of Nob in the land of Moab, other side of the Jordan. There Moses looked and saw the promised land, the verdant land that God had promised his people. And God was guiding Joshua and his people there. Moses died, and no one knows where his grave is, because God buried him himself. After this, Joshua, through Joshua's leading, the people were led over the river Jordan to the side of the promised land. First, they surrounded the city of Jericho. There in the midst of this city, they worshipped ungodly figures. And the God of this city wanted, through the preaching of the word of God, wanted to undress and take away that before the people of Israel. The power of God is so strong, as it has been powerful in our midst when God has protected us. Unto this day, as a free nation, this land that God has given us is an amazing gift of God, on which behalf we pray and do work. It is not for it is for good reason in that stone near Gibeon that the Lord helped here. And the time of Samuel, that stone, it says, the victory was gained after those that bothered us. That victory that was given by God at Mizpah, that points towards the rock, which is Christ, that flows yet today. That foundation and that rock is He, the Lord Jesus Christ. In His strength, in His power, we today can live in that amazing grace care that was seen at the Mount of Transfiguration when Peter, Jacob, and John looked and saw Jesus enlightened and saw also Moses and Elijah. And when they looked and saw, they only saw the Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God that during the old covenant time, through that redemption work of Christ, of God, that amazing salvation work, that great blessing, the people. Through the great works and great acts of God, they received that blessing, where, in the same way, as partakers in the promised word of the Lord Jesus Christ, they could believe as the Savior of their souls. When the old Simon held Jesus in his lap, in his arms, at the end of his day, he praised God. Now you can let your servant go, for my eyes have seen your salvation. That salvation which is proclaimed through the Holy Spirit to the people of Jerusalem. To that old man, that old Simon, through his fuzzy eyes he could see Jesus, the high priest of the kingdom of God today. We hold on to him, and in him we live today. That sermon where the sins are forgiven through the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name and blood, that word is unchanging. It is in the mouths and hearts of the children of God. The Bible teaches us. It is not far away from any one of us. That word, of which was written to the Ephesians by the apostle, especially meant for this, praise the God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, that has blessed us of spiritual and of heavenly issues even today. In that salvation which has been given to us through his Son, the work of the kingdom of God here upon the earth is protected by God. God blesses this work in his time, in the midst, through his dear Son, upon this way, opens for the children of God, and blessed, opens this understanding, blessed by God, with this understanding, we are undressed from the temptations of and dangers of this time, and against the temptations. Let us endeavor upon the narrow way of life, where the way is narrow, the gate is narrow, and the way is narrow. But the way is so secure that it brings us into eternal life. You children of God here upon the travel way to these services, and you can hear from your radios, you can travel encouraged to the celebration of God's children. We all can, under the blessing of God, to our own selves, with temptations and little faith and corruption, we can raise our eyes of faith under the beginner of faith, the Jesus who has started our faith and has promised to finish it. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, young and children, at this moment, in Jesus' name and blood, all your sins and travel faults forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. We need to travel here as grace beggars, that my own soul's desires for this, to travel together with you. Can I believe my sins forgiven? I wish to believe with you. Let us remain comforted in His grace care. God is powerful and strong to protect us. When one day, that day will open, when that second book will be opened, and that book has those names that have not taken the sign of the beast on their forehead. It is a gift of God. It is such a great gift. It is now hidden. And once it will be visible. The children of God have understood. Even though here, in the midst of danger and damage here and temptations here, it is worthwhile to believe. Let the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit give birth to the joy of faith in the hearts of all service guests here and across all the continents where the Word is preached today. And especially are those in my mind, those who are ill, and those who cannot come to the services, those in the midst of the elderly and the ill. The soul desires for the same gospel. In this great flock we preach to those in the midst of home temptations, this secure and comforting gospel, the power of God, that is for salvation for all believers. There, you can uplift your hearts. Uplift your arms to praise God and believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. The peace of God and the joy of the Holy Spirit, may it so fill our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.